That's right. It's time to jump the tooth in our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 10th of September. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in the year 1419, John the Fearless, Duke of Burgundy, was assassinated via an axe blow to the skull and multiple stabbings by followers of the Dauphine, the future Charles VII of France, during the Hundred Years' War. The assassination had catastrophic consequences for France, already weakened by power struggles and defeat at Agincourt, with the new Duke of Burgundy allied with the English, leading to the Treaty of Troyes, which gave the crown of France temporarily to Henry V. Over 100 years later, King of France, Francis I, was presented with the skull of John the Fearless by a monk who pointed to the axe wound and said, "Sire, this is the hole through which the English entered France." Today, set in 1509, an earthquake known as the Lesser Judgment Day hit Constantinople, killing up to 13,000 people. The Battle of Pinkie, the last full-scale military confrontation between England and Scotland, resulted in a decisive victory for the forces of Edward VI today in 1547. 1898, Empress Elizabeth of Austria was assassinated by Italian anarchist Luigi Lincini. Although she was not intended as his original target, he was just aiming to kill a royal, any royal he could get his hands on. During the course of World War II, 1939, the submarine HMS Oxley was mistakenly sunk by the submarine HMS Triton in Norway, becoming the Royal Navy's first loss of a submarine in the war. At the Summer Olympics in Rome, September 10th in 1960, Abebe Bikila became the first sub-Saharan African to win a gold medal, winning the marathon event in bare feet. At the 1964 Tokyo Olympics, he won his second gold medal, becoming the first athlete to ever successfully defend an Olympic marathon title, and in both victories he ran in world record time. Tragically, in 1969, Abebe was paralysed in a car accident, and although he regained some upper body mobility, he never walked again. While receiving medical treatment in England, he did, however, compete in archery and table tennis at the 1970 Stoke Mandeville Games, an early predecessor of the Paralympics. Incredible story. I mean, you couldn't write that. Everyone would think it was too on the nose, too impossible, just incredible stuff. 1961, in the Italian Grand Prix, a crash caused the death of German Formula One driver Wolfgang von Trips and 13 spectators hit by his Ferrari, the deadliest accident in F1 history. Hamida Djambodi, convicted of torture and murder, was the last person to be executed by the guillotine in France today in 1977. 1996, Pauline Hanson made her first speech to the House of Representatives. What a historic day. During his appearance in the British television show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire today in 2001, contestant Charles Ingram reached the £1 million top prize but was revealed to have cheated to the top prize by listening to coughs from his wife and another contestant. And finally, 2008 today, the Large Hadron Collider at CERN, described as the biggest scientific experiment in history, was powered up in Geneva, Switzerland. Birthdays for us this morning. Cynthia Lennon, born 1939. Bill O'Reilly is 72 today. Colin Firth, 61. And director Guy Ritchie is turning 53. And an amazing bunch of musical artists this morning. Danny Hutton of Three Dog Night is 79. Bart Tripp, Mothers of Invention, 77. Jose Valencia, 76. Don Powell, Slade, 75. Joe Perry of Aerosmith is 71. Johnny Fingers of Boomtown Rats is 65, Carol Decker, 64, Siobhan Fahey, Bananarama, 63, and Matthew Followill of Kings of Leon is 37. Tough to pick this morning, but going out on this one. Today's track going out to the godfather of neo-soul and a 2SER favourite, Roy Ayers, 81 this morning. As the name suggests, a pioneering figure in jazz, particularly of jazz funk and acid jazz. At one time it was said more of his hits had been sampled by rappers than any other artist. Going out on a classic from him, Running Away, Roy Ayers, taking a set on this day in history, 2SER.